to Europe, and of course this season marking the finale of a great career of Alessandro Nesta, one of the icons of Italian football, especially of Italian defending, almost took the mantle on from the great Paolo Maldini, who took that mantle on from Baresi as well, from that great AC Milan defence, and the great defence that's continued down the years until maybe the last few, where they've become an absolute pile of you-know-what. And it's a very sad moment indeed to have him retire. Alessandro Del Piero continues to kick a ball about down in Australia, though some of these great Italian icons still clinging on, and we're going to be talking about that. And of course, Juventus' chances this week in the Champions League, and Napoli's as well, of going through from that group of death. And I'm delighted to say that our man to talk all things Italian football about Serie A and Champions League is a man who's probably got a big smile on his face today after a great win for Roma on the weekend that finally ends their run of four draws. Joining me on World Football Daily today, an expert in all things calcio. He's a man from Calcio and Coffee and a great sports commentator as well, and a man who I was lucky enough to hear a bit of his work over the weekend as well. Delighted to say that joining me now, Mr. Richard Whittle, Serie A commentator. Richard, a pleasure to have you back on board, mate. How have you been over the last few weeks? It's been a long time since we had you on, my man.
Great. Absolutely wonderful, yeah. As you say, I'm very happy and just really, really pleased with where Serie A is going in general this season.
Well, it's nice, A, to not have too much corruption flying about the place, especially as England starts to pick up that gauntlet, pick up that baton, so to speak, and run with it in terms of football corruption. And your side, Roma, getting back to winning ways this weekend. A number of key players kind of back to full fitness and back in the squad, but still a huge win against a Fiorentina side that have impressed a lot this season.
Well, it was a vital win. You have to say it, a Fiorentina and Roma, they're probably playing the best technical football in Serie A this season so far. I was at the stadium and commentated the match. It was a joy to commentate from both sides. The players were out there just to play football, and a real tactical and technical game of the highest level. And for Roma, as I said, vital, vital win because it kept the pressure up on Juventus, and it gave the club a lift again after that. As you said, it was four draws in a row there, and slight question marks about maybe can Roma sustain their early season form, but they certainly showed it on Sunday.
And getting Mattia Destro back playing and scoring a winner, no better way for him to be returning to this Roma side, is it?
Well, you've got to say it's inspired substitution from Rudy Garcia, and He had on the bench, of course, Francesco Totti was back. He was never going to come on. He only has about 10 minutes in his legs at the moment. And Marco Borriello as well was on the bench recovering from an ankle injury. So he could have gone to him, but he took the decision to go to bring on Destro in front of the two more experienced players, and it paid off. And it's given Destro, of course, a massive confidence boost. And the whole team a massive confidence boost because they weren't scoring goals. They were drawing 1-1, 0-0 against Cagliari. So there were question marks over where the goals were going to come from. But now with those three players back and fit for the second half of the season, we've got two more matches to go before the end of the end of the year, and then the start of the new year. It's Juventus Roma. So Roma look in a very good position, although they do have a difficult game next Monday away to Milan, and despite Milan's poor performances so far this season, it's always difficult to get a win there. So overall, it's looking up for Roma. The fans are in good heart down in the capital. They had their Christmas party last night. There's talk about the new stadium, and they've got the American owners who have brought a typical American positivity, if you like to use that word, around the club. Is such a massive change from May and when they lost the Italian Cup final against you know who.
Yeah, it's incredible the kind of bounce back since that Coppa Italia final loss to Lazio that Roma have been on this season against Fiorentina in particular. We've spoken about the defensive stability that this Roma side have had, and obviously still, you know, conceded 4 goals, I think it is, this season at the moment. But they're also still maintaining that incredible attacking flair that Zdenek Zeman was able to bring in. Do you think it is almost like, Richard, they've taken the best points that Zdenek Zeman tried to bring into this side and just basically added an armoured shell defence around it?
Well, certainly. And Roma have always been noted for a plain attacking football. But what Rudy Garcia has brought is that pragmatic approach, which Zeman just does not have. If you remember when Zdenek Zeman was in charge, you had all the players bar two central defenders lining up on the halfway line if Roma had the kickoff and getting into the opposition half straight away. With Rudy Garcia, he knows that he's got the players going forward, but his approach is he will allow the opposition to have the ball and then defence comes first, it's safety first. We saw it at the weekend with Castan and Benetia. When the ball was down by the corner flag, they just kicked it into touch and they got everybody back into defence. And I think that the difference is, yeah, they've been able to bring, well, Rudy Garcia has really been able to bring a more pragmatic approach to Roma's usual attacking style. And certainly that's been a success this season so far.
Are you impressed as well the fact that Roma, they've gone through this slightly awkward stage of 4 draws on the bounce now after winning those first 10 games of the season and that incredible start? Do you get the feeling that this is a real sign that they're almost over a hump, so to speak, and that was a dodgy spell that they're coming out at the end of now? Or are these next couple of games going into Christmas going to be very important to seeing have they actually got those draws and are back to the winning ways after not just one game, but maybe a couple more?
Well, if you think that those matches, the 4 draws, that came on the back of 10 victories, which is an Italian league record, which is incredible in itself, and that should be applauded. Then they came up against defensive teams such as Torino, Chievo, Atalanta, Sassuolo, who sat back and forced Roma to come forward and play in their half and tried to basically find a way through. They missed a lot of chances in those matches as well, and that's where the proven goal scorer is missing. Against Fiorentina don't play like that. They play an open game, so Roma could sit back and play their favoured counter-attacking game for part of the match, so they weren't forced into using up a lot of energy to continue to attack. So they had moments where they could sit back and look at the strategy of the opposition against those other teams. They knew what they were playing against, a wall of basically 10 defenders with the opposition looking to get that one goal to really put the pressure on Roma. So you can never say that they've overcome that, because teams in the lower reaches of the table are going to play like that against them. What will be interesting to see if they can go to Milan and the San Siro and come away with a victory there. If they come away with a victory there, the feeling is, yes, they can really push forward now and go into, against Catania, or bottom of the table, and will be bottom of the table, whatever happens at the end of the weekend. So they're on 9 points. And victory there, they've set themselves up nicely for Juventus. So I think these two games are very crucial for Roma's season. But of course, we're Rudy Garcia, as I said before, he says, as long as we're not losing, I cannot be disappointed with the team. And he's absolutely right. If you look at also around him, Napoli are dropping points, Inter are dropping points. They beat Fiorentina. And there is a gap between those teams, plus Juve and the rest of the league. And at the moment, you've got to say those 5 teams are vying for the Champions League places.
And Rudy Garcia as well, I've just seen on your Twitter before we were speaking, actually, named the French coach of 2013, mainly in part to his time at Roma. I mean, Rudy Garcia, he's not the youngest coach in the world, obviously, but he's not old by any stretch of the imagination either, and obviously doesn't look too old either down there on the dugout, and he's not getting any grey hairs by Roma's performances. I mean, Roma have chopped and changed with managers a fair bit over the last few years or so. Do you see now Rudy Garcia being very much, obviously the great start helps, but embedded into this Roma side, and now we're going to see a real era of stability off the pitch as well as on it?
There has to be. You know, at the beginning, the new owners come in and they wanted to clear out the old guard, if you like. And they will acknowledge that, you know, it was a learning process for them. And, you know, in the beginning it was Luis Enrique, and there are high hopes with him, but his style of football just didn't suit the Italian league. Then they bowed to pressure and brought back Zdeněk Zeman. It worked for a little while, but then that fell apart. Now, definitely with Rudy Garcia, he just seems, as you say, he's 49, but, you know, he looks like he's 10 years younger than that. And so, but he's also got that old head, that experienced head, and he has won the French league as well, playing a similar style. Lille, I've watched Lille a couple of times this season just to get the gauge if they play the same way as they did under Rudy Garcia, and that seems to be the way, where they break quickly and they force side. There could be a quick break on here and we could be in trouble. So certainly his approach has changed things completely. Also the owners under James Palotta, he's got the plan set out with a new stadium. You want the stability with the new coach. Been fortunate that they've found a coach who is level-headed, is not getting carried away, because Rome is a city where you are either in the stars or you're down in the gutter. There's no in-between. Mm. And just gauging the atmosphere down there. At the moment, it's positive, but they're not getting carried away. So Rudy Garcia's is certainly, his approach is rubbing off also on the fans at the moment. So certainly, I think whatever happens this season, and you know, I expect Roma to be up there in the top three. It's been a wonderful return, and it's not going to happen. Maybe they won't win the league, but certainly if they're back, a major step forward.
Now, of course, Richard, if they do make those Champions League spots next season, you're going to be having one of these nervy nights, like I'm sure tonight will be for Napoli fans, for Milan fans, and of course for Juventus fans. Napoli fans and Milan fans, of course, will be nervy nights tomorrow, but midweek in general, Champions League football, and the Italian clubs, none of them secure of their place yet in the knockout stages. Let's kick off the Champions League discussion with, and try and get it out of the way, and don't be too cruel, Richard. AC Milan, they need to get a result against Ajax to ensure their pass through to the Champions League knockout round, and it didn't go well for Allegri at the weekend. Rumours of him absolutely going balmy and bonkers at his side in the dressing room at half time, insisting that they don't go in into this Ajax game this week with a loss on the weekend. They're able to get a draw thanks to Balotelli, but Milan in tatters at the moment. Do you rate them highly to get past Ajax and to get through into the next round, Richard?
I think, yeah, definitely. When you're talking about the Champions League, European football, Milan are a completely different beast from the woes that they've had in the week in, week out in Serie A, where everyone's out to beat them, of course. Not the fallen giants, but a little bit off the pace at the moment. They still can't be underestimated in the league either, Milan. And certainly in the Champions League, they went to Celtic. And they won pretty easily there at Celtic. And they give Barcelona two good games over two legs. They'll probably look back at that match, the first leg in Amsterdam, where they let things slip. They were in control of the match and they missed a lot of chances. Ajax took the lead. And then they were fortunate to get that penalty in the last minute. But Milan have been in these situations before in Europe. You also remember against Ajax as well. They were almost out when the season that they in 2003 when they won the Champions League, they were almost out to Ajax and came through. But I feel that at home, the in Europe, they're a completely different team. They don't need to win the match as well. It could be a draw and they would go through. But they want to win it. I think this could be a turning point in the season for Milan to get through in Europe, stay in the Champions League, hang in there in the league, and then regroup in the new year. You know, there's been a lot of problems with injuries as well, lack of form from some players. And Allegri's done very well, I think, just over the last couple of seasons. If you think how many of the great stars have left the club, and the rebuilding program hasn't been the best. The players that come in haven't been at the highest quality, apart from, of course, Mario Balotelli. And the return of Ricky Kaká and those two players, I think that's the stage is set for them. They love the big stage. And I think I'm very confident that Milan will go through. And I think with a victory as well.
It's you talk about the kind of great legends that have been through Milan there and that have parted ways with the club. And one of those players, Alessandro Nesta, obviously Major League Soccer finishing this weekend, and that is the end of the final season of for Alessandro Nesta, who will be retiring. Just quickly, Richard, because you're obviously an expert when it comes to Italian football history as well. How does Nesta stand up against some of those greats, not just of the Milan defences, but of Italian football defending in general? You talk about Baresi passing the mantle on down to Maldini, Maldini then on to Nesta. I mean, does Nesta stand up with those iconic legends, and how tall is he compared to them?
Well, I think if Alessandro Nesta didn't have all those injury problems he had, which blighted his career, you know, with World Cups, missing out during World Cups, being injured for a long time at Milan, he would be up there with the greats such as Baresi and Maldini, probably just a little bit below them. But that's not taking anything away from Nesta. He's still one of the legends of the modern game in Italy, both for Milan and also for the national team. It's just a pity that the injuries really... He probably would have been a greater player if it wasn't for those injuries. But at the same time, you think, won the championship, Champions League with Milan, captain of Lazio, of course, an absolute great. And the battle back from those injuries as well. And I remember, just about two seasons ago when Milan played Barcelona. And he basically marked Messi out of the game. And he was 34. He was coming back from long-term back injury. And it just showed his sheer class, bringing the ball out of defence. Didn't score a lot of goals going forward, but either did Paolo Maldini. But just one of the classiest defenders of the modern era. Like I said, it's just a pity about all the injuries that he suffered.
Let's get back, Richard, to the Champions League and the other two games coming up for the Italian sides this week. Tonight, Galatasaray host Juventus. Juventus, I mean, in theory, any three of these sides, Copenhagen, Galatasaray, Juventus, can join Madrid. Juventus are in the driving seat and just need a result against Galatasaray, and to obviously, if they draw, hope that Madrid don't stumble against Copenhagen. Is it nervy times for Juve going into tonight, or will they be confident of going to Turkey and grabbing and ensuring that they get their place?
I think they'll be very confident. Italian sides in Europe, away from home, they know how to close things up. And really, like the fans in Istanbul are going to play a big part, but Gigi Buffon said, I've never seen a fan score a winning goal in a football match, and he's absolutely right. Juve will go out there, and I think they'll go out there pretty hard. They'll go out there, try to get a goal early on and really impose their will on them, on Galatasaray. Of course, they've got to be aware of defensive errors, which they've made, unfortunately, in Europe this year against all the teams that they've played against. Twice against Copenhagen, They made mistakes against Galatasaray in the first leg when they could have easily have won that match. They made a couple of mistakes against Real Madrid, but they played Real Madrid and it was pretty even both games. And if you remember, in the first leg, Juve were down to 10 men. So they're also probably, they put out of their mind, I know that they're thinking, well, why are we in this position? We should already be through. So they've really got to really do a good job this evening. But I'm confident that Juve can come away with a result, be it a win or a draw. And I feel they're going to score over there, that's for sure.
Was it a big wake-up call for Juventus, that loss to Fiorentina? Since then, a seven-game winning run in Serie A. And, of course, Champions League football has picked up in performances as well in that time period. Has that been quite a catalyst for them?
Absolutely. That was the moment when Antonio Conte got the players together again, and he gave one of his famous speeches, as he did last season, where he told them, last season we've got to win the league. That's it. There's no other. You've got no other option. And they did. This time he's told them, well, some of you are starting to get big-headed. If you think you're big-headed, you're out the door at Juventus. Mm. Players took that on board, of course, and as you said, they went on that amazing run. So I think they'd probably needed that moment. It was one of those days. I was actually at the match commentating. It was one of those days where it didn't seem likely. It looked like as if Fiorentina were completely out of the contest. And then suddenly they got a goal. And for the first time ever, I've seen the Juventus looking almost shell-shocked. And I doubt that will happen again this season. I'd be very surprised if it does after that the barracking that Antonio Conte gave his players. But I think it wasn't just a barracking. He just told them this is what it means to play for Juventus. You never let your standards drop, and you've seen since then that they're now 3 points at the top of the league. They've got a good run into Christmas as well, and this evening a great chance to go through to the knockout stage of the Champions League.
And finally, Richard, sorry, we've held you for far too long. I'm sorry to say that, but I need to ask you about Napoli against Arsenal, because the group of death has been so entertaining in the Champions League. It's thrown up some thrills and some spills. Napoli against Arsenal in Naples. You'd think it's stacked in Benitez's favour. Arsenal, though, are still in great form, and no one's expected them to be this good so far this season. Napoli, what do they need to do to ensure they get the result that gets them through to the knockout stages?
Well, Napoli's problem of late has been conceding goals. If you look at it against Udinese, they had the game under control, and then they give away three goals. They've had problems in defence. Going forward, they're very fluid. They create a lot of chances. Higuain has been in excellent form. And I think when they take the pitch at the San Paolo, it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. It's a great European night, whatever happens. You know, really something to play for, of course. And they'll have be looking at also Dortmund could go out as well. And Napoli have to go, I think, from the first whistle, go out there very early on and get a couple of goals on the score sheet, as Arsenal did in the first leg, because Napoli are always going to concede goals. That is their problem. So it's going to be one of those situations where they've got to go out on all-out attack early on, get a couple of early goals, and then the game, well, it could go, at least they'll be in front, because I feel they're going to concede. But again, hoping that they just score one more goal than Arsenal do.
It will be a very entertaining night indeed in Naples tomorrow night. We all look forward to that. And Richard, we look forward to your return as well onto World Football Daily, man. We always enjoy having you on the show and having a good old chinwag about all things Serie A. But we will let you go and get yourself sorted, I'm sure, for a very busy night of Italian football action in the Champions League this evening, mate. Thank you so much for joining us today, though.
Yeah, no problem. And I wish all Serie A fans in the States a good festive period. And we'll see you all again in 2014.
And we all look forward to the return of Serie A after the winter break as well. That's for sure. Richard, man, take care. Enjoy tonight. And we'll catch up with you very soon indeed, man. Have a very good Christmas if we don't speak to you before then.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Richard Whittle there joining us here on World Football Daily, talking all things Serie A football and having a chat about the Champions League action tonight. Napoli, Dortmund or Arsenal, one of them will be leaving the Champions League this year, and such a shame it will be to lose one of those great sides. We love having a group of death like this with great teams in it, but it's also a shame to see two sides going up. You can't have your cake and eat it as well. Will Juventus be trying to have their cake and eat it as well as they go to Galatasaray to try and pick up the 3 points that will secure them a place in the next round of the Champions League? Real Madrid already booking their place in Group B.